Patti Smith's career as musician, poet, and artist has spanned more than 25 years. Now, a new 2-CD set titled Land has been released. It's a compilation of her recordings from 1975 to the present. Sarah Bardeen has a review.
Patti Smith has been many things to many people. Art house poseur, sneering punk, a resurrected Rimbaud. Uncompromising, impenetrable, gender-bending, and groundbreaking.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
No one denies she's the godmother of punk, and hero to women rockers Thick. Everywhere. Now, as she inhabits her slightly more kindly, opinionated middle age, she releases a collection that's as willful and as original as her whole career has been.
People say, beware. But I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me. Me.
The first disc is an homage to Smith's deep-seated belief in democracy. The playlist resulted from a survey of some 10,000 audience members. The tracks range from classics like Gloria to the incredibly and almost embarrassingly sincere yet rousing People Have the Power. Some of the songs show their age, but overall the first disc is a very nice introduction to the many stages of Smith's career. But the second disc is really the meat and potatoes of this release. The early demos are fascinating, quickly sketched portraits of the artist she was. A stripped-down Redondo Beach exposes the Jersey girl's accent in all its harshness, while reminding us that Smith is one of rock's great storytellers. Check out the early use of reggae.
Down by the ocean, it was so dismal. I was just standing, shoving my face. The hearse pulled away, and the girl that had died, it was you.
The live tracks on the second disc are phenomenal. They show off the tight lineup of musicians she's assembled. The band can rescue dated material and bring a modern alt-rock clang to the new songs. These tracks also highlight Smith's terrifying power as a performer. A live version of Birdland, a song off her first release, Horses, was recorded in Paris in 2001. The performance is magnificent and stately, dripping with sublimated horror and coming to an astonishing climax. When I first listened to it, I had no idea the track clocks in at over 9 minutes.
Let the ships slide open, and he went inside of it, and so his daddy on the control board, streaming beads of light. He saw his daddy on the control board, and it was very different tonight. Cause hey,
the box set is a remarkable document, and it's remarkable how well the whole enterprise hangs together. It's rare that such an influential artist can maintain her intensity and vision, but Patti Smith has done just that, or certainly rediscovered it with full force.
The CD is Land by Patti Smith. Sarah Bardeen is an editor at listen.com.